Bills will come to order in attendance is Senator Salo, Senator Sharp, Senator Pierce, Senator Duncan, and myself, Senator Miller. We have three items of business on today's calendar. First one is the SB 19, which was held over from last week. An act relating to locations of convening the legislature in regular session for and the State Government Relocation Commission. This is just an action for calendaring purposes. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the wish of the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pierce.
I would move CS for sponsor substitute Senate Bill 19 Finance for calendaring.
Object. There is objections. Call the roll, please.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Sharp?
For calendaring.
Just for calendaring purposes.
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
It
passes on a vote of 3-2. And I stress it's just for calendaring purposes only. The next item we will be taking up is the contract for Charles Meacham. And also after that, we'll be taking up the contract for Ron Somerville. Is there discussion?
Chairman.
Senator Duncan.
Yeah, I just now saw these contracts, of course, and I think I understand what the purpose is. I guess the question I would have, this is a contract that's being entered into between the State House and the Rules Committee, Senate Rules Committee. Is that the way I read these? Or is this, where did I read that?
It will be, from my understanding, it's between both Rules Committees.
Okay, both Rules Committees. I guess my question is, why then, if that's the case, is the project director in both cases reporting to the Speaker of the House? Seems to me that...
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Pierce.
We had to have one person as a project director, and Kyle Parker is the House's attorney, and we don't have an attorney for the Senate, per se, so we decided to have the same person do both projects as project director because it made sense to have the same person knowing what each gentleman will be working on. Mr. Parker is in constant communication with my office also.
Further discussion? Senator Duncan.
Where's Mr. Parker's background? What did he do before he...
He's an assistant attorney general.
Senator Salo.
I mean, I have read this, but I still am unclear exactly what we're paying $25,000 for here.
Senator Pierce.
Mr. Chairman, well, because of the way we do our contracts in the legislature, this would be the maximum amount of the contract, $25,000. It doesn't mean we're going to pay the $25,000. The parties under our direction will work on a host of issues, but primarily they refer to state federal issues. Mr. Meacham, in particular, will continue working on the U.S. Canadian and state Yukon salmon treaties, both of which are up for reauthorization, and also on the Pacific Fisheries Management Act. It's work that he did previously for the state of Alaska for the past, well, for many, many years as both deputy Commissioner of Fish and Game and also as a special contractual person working for Fish and Game. And Mr. Somerville will continue the work on the issues that he was working on for the last administration, which was coordination of the Endangered Species Act legislation and also of the Magnuson reauthorization also back in D.C. They will not be doing policy for the state of Alaska. They'll be working with us, keeping the legislature apprised of what's happening as these acts move forward in their reauthorization.
So a follow-up question, especially on the contract for Ron Somerville, is he working on subsistence issues?
He is not.
Is there further discussion upon the contract for Mr. Meacham?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Duncan.
Excuse me, you're going to take these one at a time?
Yeah, I'm going to take them one at a time.
Sorry.
That way there could be more discussion. Okay. Is seeing no discussion, what is the wish of the committee for Mr. Meacham contract?
I don't know what's the correct motion. I suppose it's I would move that we approve the contract for Mr. Chuck Meacham.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the contract for Mr. Meacham has been approved. The next item we'll take up is the contract for Mr. Somerville. Senator Duncan. that you had. Were you going to bring something?
Chairman, I just was going to follow up on the question of Senator Salo. I didn't object to Mr. Meacham's contract. I know him very well, and I think he's done good work for the state. That probably will be $25,000 well spent. I also know Mr. Somerville real well. In fact, he's my neighbor. And I think he probably is very capable. However, I'm going to oppose the contract because of the areas that he's been involved in the past, the controversy that surrounded that, the fact that I think that it probably generates more controversy than it really is going to bring benefit. So unfortunately, Mr. Somerville will have to put tax on the road as I drive by.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you. I appreciate Senator Duncan's concern about controversy revolving around Mr. Somerville, and I frankly shared the same concern when we started talking to him. However, in my previous role as Senate Finance Co-Chair working on the capital budget, I was the one who brought forward, and we did approve capital appropriation for Fish and Game 2 years ago that covered Mr. Somerville working on these exact same issues and not subsistence, and there was absolutely no controversy about it for the past 2 years. He's continuing on not the policy side, but at least on the just keeping us informed side of doing exactly what he's been doing for the past 2 years. And as I remember, I never heard peep one about there being any controversy of him working on those acts. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move the contract for Mr. Somerville and ask for approval.
Is there objection? There is objection. Could you call the roll, please?
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Yes.
Yes. The contract for Mr. Somerville has been approved on a 3-2 vote, and with that, the Senate rules is adjourned.